Yeah, the clouds are gathering.
We're seeing a storm on the horizon. Uh-oh. The weather has taken a turn for the worse. Boy, it's kind of like it was about 4 or 5 days ago.
Yeah, it's looking bad.
Oh, and here comes the swells. White water. Oh, the boat! Going down.
Woman overboard!
Her sewing machine is sinking!
Oh. But look who it is washed up on the shore.
Well, Cheryl Vastola has washed up on the island. And Cheryl, welcome.
Thank you.
It's great to have you washed up on the beach. The first thing we'll have you do is take a look around and describe the island that you have landed on. What you get to choose what kind of an island you're going to be on, perhaps forever.
It's Brad Pitt's island. No, I'm just kidding. It's sunny, of course, and very lush and green. And there's a big flat rock that protrudes out over the water. It's perfectly flat and smooth, and you'll find out later why we have that. But it's pretty idyllic, and there are cocoa beans growing, and I think I could make do here.
Okay. Nice, and I have to know, are there monkeys on the island?
Well, if I ever want Vale to get stranded with me, there wouldn't be, but gosh, monkeys. I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I guess
monkeyless
not.
Island.
Yeah.
Well, about halfway through the show, we're going to have dessert.
Yes.
So I want to make that clear right now. But before we dig in to the dessert, you had an assignment, Cheryl, and that was to select 10 songs that you would choose to have with you if those were the only 10 songs that you would be able to listen to from here on out. If you were stranded on an island and you had 10 songs, these are them that you've delivered to us. What was that experience like, choosing the 10 songs?
Well, it was. I've listened to this show for months and months, and I always think, gosh, how do they pick those songs? And then when you asked me, and it was like for real, because I always thought, oh, I would definitely pick this person or that person, but I didn't. I didn't pick a lot of my tried and true favorites that I thought I would pick, because as much as I love them, like if that's all you have to listen to, I mean, the Ramones, I mean, come on. I mean, I love them, no offense, but like, it's just, you know, they wouldn't have worked. So anyway, I was really surprised, actually, when I was done with the list I came up with. But I'm happy with it, but it was not what I thought I would end up with.
Did you sit down and make your list at one time, or did this happen over the course of some days?
Over the course of a couple days. But, like, I didn't want to overthink it. I think you gave me that advice. And I started to overthink it. And, like, after I had the list, and I was like, okay, that's it. And then I went downstairs, and I came back, and I was like, no, wait a minute. No, that didn't make the cut. Sorry, John Lennon. But anyway, it was just like, yeah, like, you can overthink it. But then I just, you know, and I, like, if I had a song, I would listen to it. And I thought, you know what? Like, a couple of them, I thought, nah. But then the ones I listened to, a lot of them are songs that every time I hear them, they make me feel good. Mm-hmm. And if they come up on my iPod when I'm running, and it's like I'm always happy to hear them. Like I never forward them. I listen to them all, and they all made the cut in that regard. And then there are a couple that are there for sentimental reasons, and I picked those too.
Well, we'll delve into each of those songs before too long. Let's talk about you a little bit, Cheryl. When did you come to Sitka? Tell us about you a little bit, starting with, why are you here?
Why am I here? I came here about, oh gosh, how long is it now? Like 27 years ago, I think. I was a nurse. My husband was a doctor. They needed a pediatrician at Search, and we came for a two-year adventure. And I worked at Sitka Medical for several years as a nurse there, and I loved it. And the 2 years came and went, and we signed up again, and we just kept signing on, and we had a family, and we just kind of stayed here. And I always thought after 2 years I'd go back to the East Coast. It was just in the plan, and here we are. But, yeah.
And where on the East Coast?
New England, for sure. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in New England. I don't know. I'm from New York originally, but, you know, eventually maybe we'll get back there. But it's been a great time living here. I mean, it's a wonderful community, and, you know, raised a couple kids here, and I have a lot of good friends, and it's beautiful. So, yeah.
I don't think that's terribly uncommon. Mm-hmm. The show up for a couple of years idea that turns into 25, 26, 27,
yeah.
27
yeah.
years
that
and counting.
That happens all the time. I had a round trip ticket when I came.
You did?
Yeah. You still do, right?
When things are going really well, oh, I love it here. Thank you for bringing me for that 2-year stint. And then when it's raining, I'm like, 2 years! You said it was 2 years! No, just kidding.
Well, we'll learn a little bit more about you as we go, Cheryl. And part of that, we'll be learning about the songs that you selected. So let's start off with your the first tune on your list, which we're going to, the list you subtitled in no particular order. So we're just going to kind of wander through. And this first song we're going to play is from Sam Cooke, a tune called You Send Me. Let me first ask, is this the first song that you chose?
Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And so this leapt to mind pretty quickly.
And it made it through the whole process.
I know, it did. Yeah, it was a given. It was like, that song stays. Yeah, so... Yeah.
All right. What is it about this song that
and
makes it on
your
list?
And it is the real sentimental one. It's the song that my husband and I danced to when we got married, and we didn't have a reception with dancing or anything. Mm-hmm. We had it at a brunch, an afternoon brunch, and that was my one regret. I thought, oh, I would love to dance to our song, you know, when we got married. And we went to an inn on Martha's Vineyard for our honeymoon, and it was January, so there was a huge storm, and we took the ferry from Woods Hole, and he had this huge duffel bag with him, and he was like, no, I want you to keep your wedding dress on. And it was freezing, and I had this little dress, and we're in this bar, like the P Bar in Woods Hole, and these guys are like, look at, they just jumped off a wedding cake, and they're buying us drinks, and I'm freezing. And so anyway, we get to the island, and we're in this beautiful, beautiful inn, historic inn, and there's a fireplace in the room, and he tells me to close my eyes, and I hear, you know, things happening, and I hear this zipper open, and he brought a boombox, like, because, you know, it wasn't like, you didn't have iPods
right,
then, it was like
right.
27 years ago. Anyway, he brought it, and he had that song there, and so when he, this is kind of personal, I hope he won't mind, and he said, may I have this dance, and he played this song, and we danced to it, so that was our wedding night, and it was very sweet, so, I mean, yeah.
Send me. I know you send me, darling, you send me, honest you do, honest you do, honest you do, oh, you thrill me, I know you, you, you thrill me, darling, you. First I thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa, you send me, I know you. It's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry.
carry you and take you home. I know, I know, I know you. Send me, I know you. Send me, oh, oh, you, you, you. Send me, honest you do.
This is Raven Radio. That was Pavarotti, and Cheryl Vastola is in the studio. And how did that song end up on your list, Cheryl?
Well, I love opera. I just absolutely love it. And it's my favorite duet in my favorite opera. And we saw it in Seattle last year, and it was just amazing. And I mean, every time I hear it, there's something about opera. I hear it in my spine. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if I was an opera singer in a previous life. I obviously am not in this one. But there's just something about it that just grabs me, and that song in particular. And it's in the... it's the scene where, you know, everything happens very quickly in opera. Like, they meet, they're mm-hmm. in love 2 seconds later, and that's where he and Mimi realize that they love each other. And it means, "O loveliest of maidens." And I don't know how to really pronounce it. "O suave fanciulla." Do you guys, is that how you?
"O suave fanciulla."
Fanciulla. "O loveliest of maidens." So anyway, it's just such a beautiful piece of music. I could listen to it.
Yeah, I agree. It's beautiful.
And so you were down in Seattle, the Queen Anne neighborhood there? Is that where the opera house?
McCall Hall out in near Seattle Center there, I think, is where we go. I know it's called McCall Hall, but I think
that's where I'm thinking.
I thought it was down in Queen Anne, but yeah, I'm not sure where.
Which I consider to be near the Seattle Center, actually. I think it's all probably in the same spot.
Oh, you said the Seattle Center. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
It is. Yeah.
Then, that's where
and,
it is.
And how is that place?
Area.
I guess what I'm getting to is we've been by it. Rachel's mm-hmm. grandma used to live right in that neighborhood on the same mm-hmm. road, and we've never been in. Was it a nice facility?
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's really nice. We've seen... two operas there. We're actually going to see another next weekend. We're going to see Rigoletto.
Oh.
And I know.
How exciting.
And it's wonderful. I mean, I've been to Lincoln Center, and it's Lincoln Center, but McCall Hall is absolutely wonderful. I mean, I would recommend it. If you're an opera fan, go down and see.
When did you first discover you were an opera fan?
When I was young, my dad used to listen to it, and just as a little kid, I just remember my ears would perk up, and I didn't understand it, and I just always have. Yeah.
Where was it that you grew up?
South of Buffalo, on Lake Erie, in a small town called Angola. The town with the "go" in it was our town motto.
You have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I am the oldest of three. I have a brother who's 11 months younger and a sister who's 5 years younger, and they're both still in New York.
And when you were schooling, did you play an instrument?
I didn't. I never did. It's a regret I have, and I've tried as an adult. My son tried to give me clarinet lessons a few years ago, and I never did, and it's one of those, like, I guess, I don't know if it's on my bucket list, because honestly, I don't think I'll ever follow through, but I want to. Mm-hmm.
Well, then when you were growing up, the record stack, the folks record collection is frequently, that's how a lot of mm-hmm. us get mm-hmm. some of our first musical exposure, and the opera was clearly mm-hmm. in your father's collection. What else mm-hmm. was in the record collection when you were growing up?
It was interesting. My dad he liked waltzes and opera, but my mom was, they grew up, like, they saw Elvis Presley when they were younger, they were that age, and so they loved Elvis and Bill Haley, and they saw Bill Haley and the Comets, like, all these groups that mm-hmm. were, you know, their contemporaries, pretty much, and my mom liked a lot of that, and, but then, as I, like, when I was in high school, I remember my mom, like, saying, "Oh, you have to hear this," and it was Abbey Road, and she really liked it. And then she liked Pink Floyd. I mean, it was really interesting, the kind of the mm-hmm. span of music that my parents listened to. And I was pretty much, like, in high school, probably top 40 kind of stuff. Like, I remember the first three albums I got were Janis Joplin's Pearl, Rod Stewart, Every Picture Tells a Story, and the third, Tapestry. Those were and I still have them.
And that's top 40 back then.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess so. I'm old. No, but I just think that's cool, because I think that music is so great. And sometimes top 40 is hard to listen to.
Yeah. Well, it seems very, I don't know, this is, you know, my 50 plus years talking, but it all seems to sound the same.
Oh, gosh, did I really just say that? I never thought that would happen.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be judging whether your 10 songs all sounded the same, Cheryl.
So far they do.
So let's talk about this next song a little bit. It's from Gene Kelly, Singing in the Rain.
Mm-hmm. Next to David, Gene Kelly is the love of my life, so I had to pick him. I mean, I just love him. I love his dancing, his singing. Singing in the Rain is my favorite movie, and it was actually hard to pick a song from that movie. I love Good Morning, I love mm-hmm. Fit as a Fiddle, but, you know, like you say, you know, the magnitude of this list, I had to go with the title track, so that's why I chose it.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in the rain.
Mr. John Hudson, Hudson's Floor Wax. You will find an invoice in the file for the address. Dear Mr. Hudson, my eyes are fully open to my awful situation, so I'm writing you a letter to demand an explanation. When the floor wax that we bought from you arrived here Monday morning, we discovered upon usage that the fume should have a warning. Since the only possibility is that your wax is rancid, I request a full refund of all the money we advanced. And unless you can convince me you've improved the Floax batter, we will take our business elsewhere. So, I hope you solve this matter. How's my speed, Miss Stillmount?
A little slow, perhaps.
Ah. Enclosed you'll find a small container of the stuff I talk about. Just carefully remove the lid and take a whiff if you've a doubt. I'm sure you wouldn't want me to alert the daily papers with the news of how our office was affected by your vapors, which is why I choose to write to you a confidential letter full of strong recommendation that you make your Floax better. I just hope it won't require us to have our floor relayed, and if it does, you may expect a bill. Sincerely, Trevor Graydon. Now, read that back to me, please.
Certainly. Dear Mr. Hudson, colon. My eyes are fully open to my awful situation, so I'm writing you a letter to demand an explanation. When the Flo-X that we bought from you arrived here Monday morning, we discovered upon usage that the fume should have a warning. Since the only possibility is that your wax is rancid, I request a full refund of all the money we advanced.
Nice.
And unless you can convince me you've improved the Flo-X batter, we will take our business elsewhere, so I hope you solve this matter.
Not half bad. Continue, please.
Enclosed you'll find a small container of the stuff I talk about. Just carefully remove the lid and take a whiff. If you had doubt, I'm sure you wouldn't want me to alert the daily papers with the news of how our office was affected by your vapors, which is why I choose to write to you a confidential letter full of strong recommendation that you make your Flo-X better. I just hope it won't require us to have our glory laid, and if it does, you may expect the bill. Sincerely, Trevor Graydon.
Mr. Lount, may I speak frankly?
Yes.
If I could be so lucky as to have a good stenographer to keep this place as up-to-date as her short skirt and bobbed coiffure, I wouldn't have to worry about our soured office planking and could concentrate on generating profits ripe for banking. That is why I'm testing you with this outrageous correspondence, which I don't intend to actually mail to the respondents. So, if you can make sense of my unintelligible patter, then the job is yours and Hudson's Flo-X really doesn't matter.
Hudson's Flo-X doesn't matter.
Hudson's Flo-X doesn't matter.
Hudson's Flo-X doesn't matter.
Hudson's Flo-X doesn't matter. Now! I want that letter on my desk in 2 minutes flat. Man your machine. Go! Hudson!
Colin!
My eyes are fully open to my awful situation, so I'm writing you a letter to demand an explanation. When the Flo-X that we bought from you arrived here Monday morning, we discovered upon usage that my phone should have a warning. So the only possibility is that your wax is rancid. I request a full refund of all the monies we advanced. Unless you can convince me you've improved the Flo-X batter, we will take our business elsewhere. So I hope you solve this matter.
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 So I hope you solve this matter. So I hope you solve this matter. So I hope you solve this matter. So I hope you solve this matter. Matter, 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 matter.
Going on! Enclosed in a small container of stuff I talk about, carefully moved and take it with you. And I assure you, wouldn't want me to alert the papers with the news of our office was affected by your papers, which is why I choose to write to you a confidential letter full of strong recognition that you may always better. I just hope it only requires the handful of aid, and if it does, you may expect a bill since it's ever great. You have made the team, Miss Dilmont.
You have made the team, Miss Dilmont.
Tell me where my desk is when we eat lunch, how much I'll be paid, and nice to meet you. I know we'll be friends, just call me Billy Graydon.
Billy Graydon.
I mean Dilmont.
Billy Dilmont.
Someday Graydon.
Graydon Dilmont, Dilmont, Graydon, Graydon Dilmont.
Graydon.
You might need some monkey friends to help you with that song.
I think we just lost our audience probably, but
no.
No.
Well, so, what was that?
That was the speed test from Thoroughly Modern Millie, and particularly Sutton Foster. She's like my favorite musical theater actress. And I have just about every soundtrack to every musical. And when I was choosing, I picked that one because it had just the combination of tap dancing, of course, mm-hmm. and like those funny like lyrics where they make advanced rhyme with rancid and just like silly Broadway kind of things. And it's just really fun to me. So I picked it. And the reason my island would have that flat rock is because I would I would take some palm fronds, I've thought this through, and little rocks or shells and tie them to my feet so I would have tap shoes, and then I could practice and listen to that, and so it would give me something to work on for the boredom. Yeah.
And here I was thinking sunrise yoga.
I was just thinking laying
Namaste,
on a rock.
But... So anyway, so that would keep me in shape, and I could still tap.
At what point did you begin tap dancing?
I was 40 when I started, and I tapped for like the last 10. Well, I still am here and there, but.
Mm-hmm. What was the trigger?
Well, my sister was a dancer. She danced tap, jazz, ballet, everything, and she always told me, you should do tap, you would really love it. And I never had an opportunity, and then there was a tap teacher that came to Sitka, and I told my sister, and I said, yeah, but I'm 40, and she said, just do it, and I love it first class. I mean, it was just, I love it. It's so much fun.
Were you doing other dancing?
Mm-mm. No, I never have. I've always been really self-conscious about that kind of thing. And like the first recital, I, had to have a couple glasses of wine to steal my courage. But I just love doing it. I'm not very good, but I don't care. It's just you put on the tap shoes and it's just...
And you're tapping.
And I'm tapping, yeah.
So do you tap at home when nobody else is around? You put on your shoes and give it a go? Or do you just tap in your slippers or both?
Both. Yeah, I do both. The slippers is kind of hard. But like around recital time, if you were in C-Mart, you would have seen me tapping my routine down the hall, standing there looking for stuff, tapping away. I tap in the car. I do tap at home on the hardwood floors. Mm-hmm. Hi, Dave. Not supposed to, but I do. And just whenever. If a song comes on and I'm just listening, I'll be tapping away. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, we just heard the speed test. Do any other tap favorites that come to mind?
Going to Your Dance from 42nd Street is fun. And the thing that I like about this one, too, is I saw the musical, and they're all at their typewriters. Mm-hmm. And they're tapping and clicking along together. And it's like this whole choreographed thing where all the steno pool, they're all tapping together. And also Anything Goes. Sutton Foster, that tap mm-hmm. dance is incredible. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, tap dancing isn't the only thing that's brought you onto the stage in Sitka. It's been a couple years now, but you and hubby Dave do have quite a reputation as excellent lip sync artists at the Stardust Ball.
Yep, we have done
a few.
One,
yeah, I think you've won before.
Mm-hmm,
we
have.
Maybe
oh,
more
yeah.
than once.
Yep. And actually, that song was on my list. Jackson was there, but I didn't make the cut. But yeah.
Well, for folks that might need a reminder, or folks that weren't there, what are some of the lip syncs that you've done at the Stardust Ball?
We've done, let's see, I Got You, Babe, Sonny and Cher. I did a group lip sync to Cell Block Tango.
Mm-hmm.
From Chicago.
And Dave and I have done, Johnny and June Jackson and Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. And then we did the B-52s with Tracy Gayle, mm-hmm. Rock Lobster, and what was the other? Private Idaho? Is that the
yeah.
song?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yep. So I don't remember, do you remember which ones you won?
We won the year we were Johnny and June.
I think so. And that was Jackson. Didn't you do Jackson?
We did Jackson. Yeah. Yep.
Johnny Cash. Yeah, and didn't you win for I Got You, Guys?
We won for Chicago.
Oh,
think we came in second for Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Boy, I hope we see you again.
You never know. We always think about who are these? Who are the couples out there? I mean, there's John and Yoko.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. It's the element of secrecy.
It's 5 minutes before 9. You're listening to Deserted Island here on Raven Radio KCIW Sitka. Cheryl Vastola, tap dancer and lip syncer, and oh so much more, is our guest castaway, and she's chosen 10 songs that she would choose to have with her on an island, if stranded perhaps forever. After the next couple songs, we're going to also find out what dessert that Cheryl
yes,
would have on her
I'm
island.
Really excited about this.
And so in order to get to dessert, we have got to get to some more music, and the next song on your list, Cheryl, is from a fellow by the name of Van Morrison. Tell us about Real, Real Gone.
He's one of my favorites, and this song was post-college. I lived with some friends, and we listened to a lot of Van Morrison, and this song just always picks me up. There's just the beat, everything. I just love it. I love his voice, instrumentation, and yeah.
You said post-college. Where were you going to school?
I went to school in Buffalo. I was a nurse, and I moved to Hartford after college, and I was working in a neonatal ICU in Connecticut, and I lived with three other women. They were all accountants, and we had a great house out in the country and with a pond behind it, and
wow.
We had some great parties, and we just, it was a really fun time.
So if you were wandering out in the woods, you might come across a pond and then maybe hear the strains of Van Morrison leaking out of your country home, huh?
Yep, for sure.
Thank you. porcelain lamps, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me, and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright. Oh, and that's alright with me. You can hide with your covers and study your pain. And you cross the lover's doors as I'm around. Waste your summer praying in vain.
Bruce Springsteen on your list. Cheryl Vestal is in the studio with us with her 10 songs, If Stranded on an Island, and Thunder Road there from Bruce, mm-hmm. Huh?
Yep. I love Bruce. He's just, like I was telling you guys earlier, that's college to me. I mean, we listen to him all the time, and a lot of my friends were from Long Island and New Jersey, and they introduced me to him, and it was just... like love at first song. And
how many times have you seen Bruce?
I've seen him 3 times. Yeah, and he always puts on a great show. And we saw
him. Did you see him like when you were younger and then older and older? Or
no, mostly younger and younger. Wow. Yeah, a little older, but I haven't seen him recently.
So what era? What year did you see him?
The 80s, like 81, that era.
Wow. And what tours were those? Gosh. Remember the.
I saw him on, one of the times I saw him, he had just come out with The River, and that was more like poppy kind of, like Hungry Heart, that kind of.
Oh, yeah.
But, and I saw him twice before that, so Born to Run, that kind of era, Darkness on the Edge of Town, yeah.
All right, well, you have a little tale about... On the way one time.
Yeah, we were on our way to see him. I lived in the city, and we were in Buffalo, this was. And there were like 20 of us going to the Bruce concert. And we were headed out to the Memorial Auditorium. And the street next to the one we lived on was Jersey Street. And a couple of the guys saw the sign and said, oh my gosh, you know, do you have a wrench?
And for folks that may not know Bruce Springsteen, why is Jersey Street?
Oh, he's from New Jersey. Yeah. And so we... somehow we got the sign down, and we brought it with us, and the seats we had were like way up in the nosebleeds, but somehow we managed, a group of us, to get down, and we handed it to him, and he like held it up on stage. And you know, when you're like in college, that's just a dream come true. And so in concert he was fabulous. He played for 3 hours, and we saw him at Christmas time, so they did Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, and he asked Clarence if he'd been a good boy, and yeah. So anyway, Bruce was going to be on this list. It was just a question of which song, and that, you know, those songs that you know every word to, and you just can yell it out. And I thought, if I'm alone on a deserted island, I can belt out Thunder Road, and yeah. So that's why I picked it.
I think that at the end of that song with the saxophone, and I think that just makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'd be definitely tap dancing on the rock to that one.
Yeah. And the bells. And then it gets slow, and then it speeds up again. Yeah.
Well, Rachel will be happy to hear that it's time for dessert.
Oh.
And so we have, what we'll do is we're going to talk a little bit about the dessert that you would choose. And then we'll be posting the show, a recording of the show, your list of 10 songs, and the recipe, or a link to the recipe that your dessert is. So that will all be on kcaw.org at some point this weekend when we get things ready to go. So let's go ahead and have some dessert.
Yes. And did you do the station ID? Oh, you did. Okay. Yes. So I'm very excited to hear what your dessert is.
My dessert is chocolate. I just knew it had to be something with chocolate. So it is a chocolate cassis cake with a chocolate cassis. Cassis is a black currant liqueur.
Oh, okay.
So chocolate and liqueur, my two favorite food groups. And then it has a glaze on it, and then you have you take raspberries and strawberries, and you mix them with sugar and cassis, and then you top it when you serve it on top. So it's a chocolate cassis cake.
My mouth is watering.
It's gluten-free, too. So
really?
I figured there's a lot of gluten-free people out there.
Wow. So, and there may not be any gluten on the island, so it's good that it's gluten-free.
I figured that there are eggs, so I'll be sneaking around nests. But
wow, that sounds,
it sounds
delicious.
Fantastic. And I know you're a good chef, good baker, so I knew it would be a good one.
Do you usually serve that with an ice cream of some kind, or is that just straight up what you have?
Yeah, I haven't served it. You could serve it with ice cream, definitely, but it's pretty rich. It's pretty dense chocolate cake, and then with the glaze and the fruit, it's pretty filling.
Okay, well, we...
I know, I'm like getting a sugar high just thinking about it.
So we'll have that recipe up on kcaw.org.
And I had a question. I happen to know that you are a fantastic seamstress.
Mm.
And how did that come about?
It was primarily a hobby that I had. Like, my mom sewed, and she was an amazing seamstress. And she taught me to sew when I was very young. And I moved to Sitka. I didn't do much sewing in my like through college. I did when I was younger in high school, and then.
And when you were young, and your mom probably had her own sewing box.
Mm-hmm. She did.
And then when did you get your? What was your sewing box like before you went pro?
Yeah, it was like kind of a hand-me-down. And actually, when my mom, I was making Barbie clothes for my Barbie doll, and I was taping them together, and my mom saw me, and she thought, oh my gosh, I need to teach her. And that's how she taught me. She's like, oh no, and she showed me, and then that was it. My Barbies were tricked out. They had awesome clothes. But
do you remember any outfits at all?
I do, yeah. Bell bottoms, like with jean scraps. And like my mom used to make a lot of our clothes. And you know, when you're like fifth, sixth grade, it's cool. But once you hit junior high, those homemade clothes from your mom are just like, no. Like she would say, I'll make you some dungarees. And be like, oh gosh, you know, everyone's wearing Levi's. And you know, it takes a lot of time. And looking back now that I sew, I'm so ashamed at how mean I was to my mom about that stuff. But yeah, I made like all the scraps from what she would make. My Barbies had little dresses, and yeah, and I would make houses for them, you know, like bedspreads and pillows. And
wow,
I didn't have any friends. No, I'm just kidding.
So back to the sewing box.
Yes. My mom actually got me a little lime green plastic box, and it had just everything to get me started. And she passed away a few years ago, but when we were going through her things, I asked my sister, she said, what do you want? And I said, I just want her sewing kit. So I have it. And so it's really meaningful to me. And that's how I got started. And then I just did it as a hobby. And people from the Coast Guard, people would say, oh, my husband has this uniform. Can you sew this or that? And I just, it started happening more frequently. And I just hung a flyer up at the air station. And then next thing I knew, I was, you know, business license. And now it's a pretty full blown thing.
You have a couple boys.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about your family.
I have two sons. One's 21. The other is 17. They're both seniors. One's in college. One's in high school. They're going to graduate this May, both of them.
Shout out to them.
Hmm?
A shout out to
them. Hi, Ethan. Hi, Aaron. Aaron's on the East Coast. I don't know if he'll hear me. But yeah, and they're very different from each other, but they're both wonderful in their own ways. And yeah.
What is Aaron studying?
He's studying Chinese and dance. So wow. And when he's kind of applying for a lot of different things right now. But
Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Free tickets for mom and dad. So yeah, he's looking at going to Taiwan for Chinese study, and he has an application to go to Jerusalem for a cultural dance thing.
Wow.
So yeah, I don't know what he's going to end up doing. And Ethan's looking at schools in the Northwest. So, and he has no clue what he wants to do. He likes electronic music, and
Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
You can get the contours.
or else the Brothers Vastola present. Did you ever try to make them close into the 7th and 8th grade?
No, I never did.
So they never had to say, Mom.
Those scars ran too deep.
No, you try to close
did.
Dave?
No, I haven't. But Halloween costumes, absolutely. Yes. I mean, my kids had some, some decent Halloween costumes.
I guess little trade secret.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Who am I talking to?
Yeah, we wouldn't have the costumes that we've had if it weren't for you. So
yeah, public, very, very public thank you for the wonderful, wonderful work that you have done to help us realize our dreams for many Stardust balls.
And hand-holding, too.
Oh, yeah.
Crisis.
True that.
I am having doubts about this or that.
I can't tell you how many times I've had to say, Rachel, I think you're going to need to talk to Cheryl about that.
Oh, it's so fun. I love doing it. Yeah. So.
Well, now that we've eaten our cake, we can have it, too, because there's another song coming up on the list. It's called Ain't No Good. Tell us about this song, Cheryl.
Cake is one of my favorite bands, like from my adult life. I didn't really hear about them until like maybe in the last, 10 years or so. But I heard them on Raven Radio and really, really, really fell in love with them. And we've seen them a couple times too. And this is my favorite Cake song.
darling, you.
She's gonna hand you a red-headed Gabriel, coming from the bar in a plastic tie. He's gonna swing from the tree of life. He's gonna try to sell you on a great big lie. But when you speak to her, her eyes light up. The music spills right into your cup. The minstrels play and the waitress brings ice. There are pies on a carousel, half a slice. But watch out, she ain't no good for you. He's gonna spin like the tractor pull. She'll sit back when he tells his tale. He's gonna yell when he drinks his beer. She'll sit back and drink ginger ale. But when you speak to her, her eyes light up. The music spills right into your cup. It's so abrupt and it's so concise. There are pies on a carousel, half a slice. But watch out, she ain't no good for you. I say watch out, she ain't no good for you. Cockatoos. She'll pull out your feathers for her brand new hat. And when she's done that, she'll feed you to her cat. So watch out, she ain't no good for you. Watch out, she ain't no good for you. Watch out, she ain't no good for you.
Yeah!
Well, with a selection that impresses Rachel, the Kinks made your list. Tell us a little bit about that song and how it ended up on your list, Cheryl.
Let's see. Well, I had like a mini British invasion, you know, in my early, late teens, early 20s. It was like, you know, the Stones, the Kinks. Just listened to, you know, Wings, Beatles, like just got into it really. And but I love Ray and Dave Davies. I love his voice, their lyrics. They seemed a little more edgy than other groups, you know, like the Hollies and the other groups. But and I saw them in concert a couple times, and they were just really fun. And this song just makes me happy. I just love it. Like if you're feeling low, just you play that song, it picks you right up. So it's sort of like my.
They have a lot of songs like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't believe you saw the Kinks in concert. I'm like blown away.
Where did you see them?
I saw them in Rochester, Rochester Institute of Technology. RIT. They were played in concert near there.
What year?
Oh boy. It had to be in the 80s, like between 19, I was in college from 80 to 8 or 78 to 82, so it was in that stretch.
Oh my gosh.
I still have all my ticket stubs, so I could let you know the exact date when I go home, but I have a bag of all my concert stubs.
That's amazing.
Wow. Yeah. All right, well, if you scan your ticket stub, I will post that with your song.
All your ticket stubs.
I will do that.
Just one or two.
Yeah.
Oh, I meant of the people on the list.
Well, I
mean,
you've seen
La Boheme and
Julio Iglesias, I saw him, but he's not getting scanned anywhere. A boyfriend's mother. That's all I have to say. It was torture.
Aw.
Anyway, sorry.
We only have a couple songs left. I do want to ask about your time on the radio. You hosted a Good Day radio show for some years here on Raven Radio, and you mixed it up quite a bit. So I guess I'll start just by asking about when were you on the air?
Gosh, when was I on the air? Oh,
I know.
For like 6 years, maybe? When did I start? I don't even remember.
It would have been the late 90s.
Okay.
And early 2000s.
Early aughts.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
I think the Wednesday Good Day show.
So what my memory says, you may have done more than one different day. But
yeah, it moved around a little bit. There was Wednesday, Thursday. I did Break the Rack for a while. I did the afternoon, not the afternoon soundtrack, the rhythm section for a while.
Right.
That one filled in here and there. I loved the Good Day show because you could do anything. Like actually putting this list together, like the order sort of was how I would do a Good Day show. Mm-hmm. You know, you start out, I always started out with like Doris Day or a standard and then ended up getting to the Ramones and like, you know, 12 steps. But it's really fun to do that because the Good Day show gives you a lot of you can do variety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and you were on the Raven Radio board for a few years.
Yeah.
What other things have you done in and around town? What do you help out with different organizations?
Well, let's see. I haven't volunteered in a while because of my business. I'm just so busy. But I did a lot with costuming for the plays and the Nutcracker and on various preschool boards, Raven board. When my kids were in school, we just jumped in, got really involved in school productions, drama debate, wherever they needed parents, you know, we were there. Yeah, and I miss that. I miss that being involved like that, but there's only so much time. And I miss the radio station, too. I mean, I listen to it all the time. I mean, I have my radio on all day. I work in my workroom by myself. And so I feel really connected to Raven that way. And there's some great shows now, on, like great hosts and...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really fun. It's fun to see. I feel like a parent, like the next generation.
Well, the next song is from a band that I don't even know.
We've played them on our show before.
Have we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, apparently my wife knows. The band is called Bright Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell me a little bit about the band and then the song.
I don't know a lot about the band. I know Connor Oberst is the lead singer. I don't know the musicians. I should know more about them because I have like, you know, 4 or 5 CDs. But I love his voice and he has great lyrics. A lot of them you can't play on the air, a lot of his songs, but really catchy. And this song in particular, it just well, you'll hear, when you hear it, I love the lyrics, and it has like a snappy beat. But there's a line that says, what is it? Let the cauliflower stay in the casserole. I mean, how do you work that into a song and make it work? And so,
when you're on this island, do you think you would play all of your songs all at once every day, or do you think you'd kind of use them for special occasions or mix it up? How do you think you would you'd approach that?
If I'm stuck on this island, I'm not going to overdo it. I think, you know, I would mm-hmm. save them for special times. You know, if I was sad, like the last song I picked would cheer me up, hopefully. Or
what day would you choose to play this song?
I would play this song on a day when I was like getting work done, you know, cutting down palm fronds and adding an addition to my thatched habitat. But that's when I would probably play this one.
Leave the bright blue door on the whitewashed wall. Leave the death ledger under City Hall. Leave the joyful air in that rubber ball today. Just leave the lilac print on the linen sheet. Leave the birds you killed at your father's feet. Let the sideways rain in the crooked street remain. Leave the whimpering dog in his cold kennel. Leave the dead starlet on her pedestal. Leave the acid kids in their green fish bowls today. Leave the sad guitar in its hard shell case. Leave the worried look on your lover's face. Let the orange embers in the fireplace remain. 'Cause everything, it must belong somewhere. A train off in the distance, bicycle chained to the stairs. Everything, it must belong somewhere. I know that now, that's why we're staying here. Leave the ocean's roar in that turquoise shell. Leave the widower in his private hell. Leave the liberty in that broken bell today. Just leave the epic poem on its yellow page. Leave the gray macaw in his covered cage. Let the traveling band on the interstate remain. 'Cause everything, it must belong somewhere. Soundstage in California, televisions in Times Square, yeah. Everything must belong somewhere. I know that now, that's why I'm staying here. I know that now, that's why I'm staying here. Leave the secret talks on the trundle bed. Leave the garden tools in the rusted shed. Leave those bad ideas in your troubled head today. Leave the restless ghost in his old hotel. Leave the homeless man out in that cardboard cell. Let the painted horse on the carousel remain. Mm-hmm. 'Cause everything, it must belong somewhere. Just like the gold around your finger or the silver in his hair. Yeah, everything must belong somewhere. I know that now, that's why I'm staying here. Oh, I know that now, that's why I'm staying here. Leave the old town drunk on his wooden stool. Leave the autumn leaves in their swimming pool. Leave the poor black child in his crumbling school today. Leave the novelist in his daydream tomb. Leave the scientist in her Rubik's Cube. Let the true genius in the padded room remain. Leave the horse's hair on the slanted bow. Leave the slot machines on the riverboat. Leave the cauliflower in the casserole today. Just leave the hot, bright trash in the shopping malls. Leave the hawks of war in their capitals. Let the organs moan in the cathedral remain. Cause everything it must belong somewhere. They locked the devil in the basement, threw God up into the air. Yeah, everything it must belong somewhere. You know it's true, I wish you'd leave me here. Now you know it's true, why don't you leave me here?
Band called Bright Eyes, I Must Belong Somewhere. And we're down to the last of 10. This is the final song that our guest castaway, Cheryl Vastola, has selected to have on her island if she was stranded, perhaps forever, along with a chocolate cake with black currant liqueur inside.
Mm.
Cassis.
Well, we've got one more song. And Cheryl, before we get to that song, as you've gone through this process, did you talk to anybody about what songs you were choosing?
Not really. I mentioned a couple to my husband, and but no, I didn't. I just kind of just did it by myself, and yeah.
Do you think if you were to choose 10 songs next year, that they would be entirely different, or half the same, or or all the same?
I bet they'd be different, because today I was second-guessing a couple. Oh, is it too late to email Ken? No. I bet they'd be different. I think a couple of them would stay, you know. But I bet a few of them would change around depending on your frame of mind or mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. But certain ones are there.
Well, let's talk about this last song that you have on your list.
Okay. It's interesting because I would have never, ever picked it. But when I was starting to go through the list, I went through my CD collection, and I noticed, like, people I have more, like, you know, like 6 or 7 or all of their CDs. And Mary Chapin Carpenter was one of them. And you know how you go through phases where you listen to someone a lot? And then mm-hmm. I haven't listened to her much lately. And so I pulled them out, and then I listened to this song, and I love the lyrics. I think it's beautiful and inspiring, and it sort of is, I guess I don't really have a philosophy, but if I did, this is along that vein. So that's why I picked it.
That we cannot see. Why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we? Hands that heal can set a chained man free. Why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we? And we believe in peace within every heart. Why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we? Burning brightly, brightly. lonely in the dark. Why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we? So come on, darling, feel your spirits rise. Come on, children, open up your eyes. God is all around, Buddha's at the gate. Allah hears your prayers, it's not too late. We believe in things that will give us hope. Why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we? Let your voice be heard, celebrate your hope. Why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we? So come on, darling, feel your spirits rise. Come on, children, open up your eyes. God is all around, Buddha's at the gate. Allah hears your prayers, it's not too late. We believe in things that make us all the same. Why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we? Love belongs to all, indeed and day. Why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we? And we believe in things that can't be done. Why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we? Lift up your heart, put down your gun. Why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we? Can't change, why shouldn't we? We had heroes once, and we will again. Why shouldn't we? So come on, darling. Come on, children. God is all Buddha's at the gate. Allah hears our prayers, it's not too late. So come on, darling, feel your spirits rise. Come on, children, open up your eyes. God is all around, Buddha's at the gate. Allah hears your prayers, it's not too late. Why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we?
Song called Why Shouldn't We from Mary Chapin Carpenter. Cheryl Vastola, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
You're welcome. Yes,
thank you. And I think the weather has brought a ship your way.
Oh, and there's a helicopter.
Oh, right. We're doing the helicopter now, right? Dropping the basket.
Taking you back to lovely Sitka and all of your family and friends in the community that that you know so well. And now you can listen
music.
To all the music in the world.
Thanks, you guys. This was a blast. Thanks for having me.
It was fun. Thank you. Mm-hmm.